This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The World Health Organization said Wednesday that three hospitals in Beirut are not functional and two are only partially working after a devastating blast in the port that killed at least 135 people and injured thousands. The powerful blast in the port warehouses near central Beirut, storing high explosives, sent seismic shockwaves that shattered windows, smashed masonry, and shook the ground across the Lebanese capital. Tarek Yasarevich is a WHO spokesman.
Based on the request of the Ministry of Health of Lebanon, WHO is airlifting today medical supplies from our humanitarian hub in Dubai. We expect these supplies to arrive tonight.
The blast was the most powerful ever to rip through Beirut, a city still scarred by civil war three decades ago, and reeling from an economic meltdown and a surge in coronavirus infections. Officials have acted quickly in detaining workers in an investigation into Tuesday's devastating explosion in Beirut. We get more from AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The Lebanese government says it's putting an unspecified number of Beirut port officials under house arrest, pending an investigation into how 2,750 tons of ammonium nitrate came to be stored at the port for years. The move comes amid speculation that negligence was to blame for the explosion that killed more than 100 people. The move was announced following a cabinet meeting during which the government declared a two-week state of emergency, effectively giving the military full powers during this time. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website. This is VOA News. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi and two prominent Muslims visited one of India's most contentious religious sites on Wednesday in a joint effort to show a change in attitudes between Hindus and Muslims. Reuters' Adam Reed reports.
Modi was accompanied by two prominent Muslims who live in the northern Indian town of Ayodhya, where Modi's Hindu nationalist party have led the demands for a temple. The visit was intended to show the two communities have healed old wounds. The Supreme Court gave the Hindu temple the green light last year. In an elaborate ceremony, Modi laid a plaque dedicated to the god King Ram, believed to be the physical incarnation of the Hindu god Vishnu. The region is one of India's most communally sensitive, and in 1992, a Hindu gang destroyed the 16th century Babri Mosque on the site. That triggered clashes which saw about 2,000 people, mostly Muslims, killed.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. President Donald Trump is considering breaking another presidential custom. AP's Sagar Magani has details.
Presidents have historically treated the White House as a politics-free zone, but President Trump tells Fox and Friends he's thinking of using it as a backdrop for his Republican convention acceptance speech in 3 weeks.
The easiest, least expensive, and I think very beautiful would be live from the White House.
Yeah. That would be an unprecedented use of public property for partisan political purposes.
I think it's a beautiful setting.
The president had planned to deliver the speech in Florida after the convention was shifted there from North Carolina. But he's now canceled the Jacksonville parts of the convention amid a virus surge in Florida, which limits his speech options. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. trade deficit has dropped for the first time in 4 months. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
The trade deficit fell by 7.5% in June to about $50 billion, the first decrease since February. The Commerce Department says exports posted a record increase, rising an unprecedented 9%, while imports rose almost 5%. Global commerce has been hammered by COVID-19, but some economists expect the U.S. trade numbers to continue improving as production catches up with the recovery in consumption. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Spanish tennis star Rafael Nadal has confirmed he will not defend his U.S. Open tennis crown this year. He joins women's world number one Ash Barty in skipping the event, which starts later this month without fans in attendance. For more, log on to our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.